We know that pretty well. He says to us, I am the light of the world. We know that one fairly well, but probably the one we don't think on so much among many others are that the Lord is our rock. And Psalm 18 we had read earlier says, the Lord is my rock, my fortress and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge. And I don't know if you've ever thought about, you know, how a rock could be a refuge for you and how a rock could be a strength for you and what other aspects there are to a rock. But to help today, I thought one of the best ways is to just think back and have in your mind this one little strange story. When Israel were going through the wilderness, Moses had to provide for them, and they had the manna that came down from heaven. But they, at one stage, they needed water, and the water was to come from a rock. And Moses struck the rock, and the water came out. And we read this about, Paul says this as he's looking back in 1 Corinthians. He says, they were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They all ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and that rock was Christ. So back before Jesus was born, this rock was with them in the wilderness, and he was Christ. And it's a strange thing to think about, that before Jesus was even born, there was a rock and a water-giving rock and a rock that was with Israel as they moved. The rock accompanied them. A number of years ago in the Easter, for the Easter weekend, Mal Garvin and a group from Tasmania helped to arrange for young people from all over Australia. And we got on buses and came across the Gunbarrel Highway in WA, from Queensland down, Northern Territory. Tassie youth went up, New South Wales and Victoria, South Australians. We all gathered at the central place, which is right in the heart of the Northern Territory. And it's a place where it means a lot for Aboriginal people. You know where I'm speaking of? We call it Ayers Rock. We also call it the name they've called it, which is Uluru. And that big rock, Uluru, is one of the most famous rocks in the world. Who's been to see Uluru? Okay? If you haven't been, put it on your bucket list. It's a wonderful place to go. When you go up and you get out of your car, where or when you first see Mount Connor, I think it is, you think that's the rock, and it's not. And then finally you come and there's another massive big rock. And if you go over close to the rock, you'll see that it's massive and immovable. It is so massive, placed here in the middle of Australia in a strange way. And I think it's placed there to tell us something and remind us something of something big and permanent and enduring and so on. And when Jesus says, or when the scripture says, or Paul says, that Christ was this rock with these ancient people, I think we should think more about this character of the rock. If anyone's been there, you'll know that the people used to climb up on top of it and so on. But rock is a place, it's called a fortress, and around the edge of that rock, you'll find there are many places where of huge interest. There's sort of little caves and things where you can go up into. You can get shelter there. When God's people thought of the Lord being a rock, if the enemies came, they could go up into the rock and into caves and find refuge, a hiding place in the rock. So it had that about it. It's also meant to remind us of stability, reliability. And Jesus said of his own teaching, and when he was finished giving all of his teachings about, well, lots of things like marriage and forgiveness, and, you know, speaking honestly to people. He said right at the end, about whether you get angry or not, he said at the end of all of his teaching, he said, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on a rock. The rain fell, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, but it didn't fall down because it had been founded on a rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rains fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat against the house, and great was the fall of the house. Down it came. Jesus was saying, his teaching is really reliable. And if you build on that foundation and build on him, your life will stand and it'll be able to endure all the things that come against it. He also meant that it's a refuge, a place where you can go. You know, a lot of people over the years will be critical. Sometimes you'll do things and you will feel a guilt and feel terrible about what you've done, and you won't know how to undo it or fix it. Well, Jesus said, come to him. He's a refuge, and his words to you are, Father, forgive them. They know what they do. He comes to bring forgiveness, a place of refuge and peace. And you can go to the Lord, and even if others say to you, I'll never forgive you, the Lord says, well, I do forgive you. And I forgive you, and you can start again. Your sins are forgiven. So that's a refuge of peace you have. And the last thing is that he is a rock, and he's a rock because his resurrection victory is the place, and we've already spoken a little bit about that. It's the place that you can hope. A lot of people will tell you that this world is not going to survive. They'll tell you that the world is a sad place. They'll tell you that the world is doomed. It's eventually just going to, you know, burn up, or it's going to die down or something. But Jesus has come into the world not only to remind us, to assure us that the whole of creation has a future. It's all waiting for his renewing resurrection power to affect it. And so Jesus says things about his own reliability, but his resurrection is so that you and I might walk in newness of life and have hope. So there's the three things. I've just tried to quickly bring them together. He's reliable, he's a refuge, and that resurrection hope is such an immovable thing now. He's raised from the grave, he's defeated death, and you in him have an established future that's so secure it'll never be undone or taken away. May God add the blessing to the word today, and next week I'll ask you if you can remember reliable, refuge and resurrection. And if you know what they have anything to do with, I'll be even more happy. So shall we pray? And I think we've had a good service today. Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you that you're a reliable one. As you came into Jerusalem, you came as the reliable one we can trust. Thank you too that you're a refuge. You took our sins away, and we can be sure of your grace and your mercy towards us. So thank you, Lord, for suffering to bear our sins forever. And thank you, Lord, that you came in not only to die but to rise again. And in the resurrection, all of us can have hope. All of us can walk in newness of life. Lord, may your Spirit bring these things to us today. And thank you for inspiring the children in their worship today. Thank you for inspiring us to praise you with the word Hosanna. Please help us to keep seeing the rock in our lives and walk on that firm foundation. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.